I do have to tell you that this is really awesome for me because I actually am in the play.
Excellent. That's great.
It's an honor to have you on the show. Kenneth, can you tell us a little bit about the play?
I was in 2000, I was reading the New York Times obituary section, like you do, and I came across an obituary of a librarian that many people have never heard of named Emily Reed. And Emily Reed was a librarian in 1959, Montgomery, Alabama, who was committed to protecting books, as librarians all over the world, that's their mission. And there was a children's picture book called The Rabbit's Wedding that was about a black bunny rabbit that marries a white bunny rabbit. And in the segregated South of 1959, you can imagine that some people might not have liked the image of different colored rabbits
right.
marrying in a moonlit meadow.
Yeah.
And so there were some politicians and conservatives and others who viewed it as, you know, a brainwashing technique to get children to embrace the idea of mixing of the races. Emily was persecuted by politicians at the time, particularly one politician who said that the book ought to be burned, which, you know, is inflammatory to say the least. I felt when I read this obituary of Emily Reed that it was instantly a play. I thought there were amazing elements to her story, her real life story. She was not from Alabama. She was a Southern woman. She was born in North Carolina, but she was raised mostly in Indiana, which identified her not as Southern. So the play really began to form in my mind very quickly. It became about being an insider and an outsider and a woman and a man and black and white and North and South and personal and political. And all of that kind of became the part of the soil that grew this play.
There's a couple things here. One, this is your first play that you wrote, right?
That's right. Yes. I before this, I had written a couple of musicals, and but really this was the, and I have some plays in the drawer, but this was really the passion project for me. It stuck with me for many years. I did a lot of research over the years, and I was lucky enough that I got some opportunity with it, and a couple of theaters picked it up for development, which means, you know, readings and workshops. And then I had a world premiere of it in 2015 at Pioneer Theater Company in Salt Lake City, one of the great sort of American regional theaters.
You know, first and foremost, it's a beautiful story. And even as I am preparing myself to play a role in this play, each rehearsal, I'm finding something more beautiful and I'm discovering something. And so the research that you put in here was just, I mean, can you tell us about that?
Over the year 1959, between January and December, when she was persecuted by a state senator, they even tried to legislate her out of a job by changing the job qualifications of the state librarian. She was the state librarian of Alabama. So there was lots of reporting in papers. This also made national news and international news. Time Magazine, New York Times, were all reporting about this story. So I had firsthand, accounts, but certainly reported comments by both Senator Eddins, his name was E.O. Eddins, and Emily Reed, and there's a wonderful interview with her. I think the AP did it, where she says, "I believe that the free flow of information is the best means to solve the problems of the South, the nation, and the world." And it's such a beautiful sentence. It's such a beautiful American sentence because it really is touching on First Amendment and freedom of ideas and freedom of thought and freedom to access to read. I also went down south. I went to Alabama and drove around Montgomery and toured the state capitol. Much like an actor likes to dip into roles and do research, I dipped deeply into this and drove through Alabama and was really inspired. It's a very beautiful country.
You wrote this play, you know, over, you know, 10, 15 years ago, or started at least. And mm-hmm. and now with what we see going on, and I mean, it's just an eerie parallel.
Yeah, I never would have predicted that there would be so many shifts in politics, so quickly. It's the intolerance and ugliness that's displayed in the play from 1959, I didn't think would return to us, and some of that has returned to us today. You know, the senator, I've renamed the senator as Senator Higgins, right, rather than Eddins, just to protect Mr. Eddins' family, right, and to allow for the fact that he may have changed. But he's described as being someone who's never wrong and never sorry. And there was a production of the play in Detroit last fall, and I was sitting in the audience, and Emily Reed says to him, "You are never wrong and you are never sorry." Right. And the senator says, "If I'm never wrong, what have I got to be sorry for?"
Right.
And I think that is a unique moment in our American experience right now. So, yeah. It's. I'm hoping that the play is universal. I'm hoping that it's timeless, but truth is stranger than fiction.
Kenneth, I know with myself, I sometimes have a hesitation to engage in when something is marked as civil rights era, because I know I'm going into something really heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I like to, you know, I say that the play is set in the deep south of the imagination. There's a narrator. It's very theatrical. It gives me permission to be playful and mix up some scenes. And Emily is sort of challenged in a kind of courtroom scene, and sort of melded into that scene is a flashback scene between the boy and the girl from the past. And I wanted to play with theatricality, and I didn't want to write docudrama. That's no fun. But I also did want to play with a lot of different theatrical genres, and that I think the audience will really understand, because they've seen a lot of these elements before. There's a courtroom drama, there's a romance, there's a workplace drama, there's a comedy element to it. I steal from the best, you know. There's a hint of Tennessee Williams in this, and there's a big dollop of Thornton Wilder. You know, if you like Our Town, and the theatricality of Our Town, this has kind of got elements of that. I'm really pleased that people laugh a lot at this play, and by the end, they're in tears, because it's, you know.
I'm so-